Chief Justice Shirley Abrahamson made several attempts to reword the petition in a way that would give judges full discretion in deciding when to appoint publicly funded lawyers for people too poor to afford one. She said such cases include everything from people facing termination of parental rights for their children to an eviction order from a landlord or a mortgage foreclosure by a bank.
And the judge should make a decision, an individualized decision in that case, when there is a request for counsel, that counsel be appointed if justice so requires. If we're not in here for justice, what are we here for?
But Justice David Prosser said financially strapped counties simply can't afford to pay for the increased number of appointed attorneys such a rule would require.
Just to pass the buck and say, well, this is going to fall on the counties and it's not our job to figure out how they pay for it. I just don't think that's responsible.
Prosser says the court should explore other ways to help people who can't afford an attorney represent themselves in court. That proposal will be taken up at the court's next open conference in November. The court also voted down a series of proposals from Chief Justice Abrahamson aimed at preventing tied votes by the court when one or more justices is unable to sit on a case. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.